we had a two-hour meeting with Minister Ryan and the Chamber today, and very, very interesting discussion, different topics from the TNT, Twin Towns Bypass, Letterkenny Links, Bonagie, environment issues, farming, went through to greenways, and active travel, and all the, like, his portfolio in general, like, is a big portfolio that he has, but he discussed a lot of the issues from the councillors who all put questions to him, and we had a very good discussion, and very knowledgeable of the county, and as he said himself, he, in a previous life, he had a bicycle company where he'd done tours of Donegal back in the 80s. So he's very knowledgeable of all parts of the county. And you could see that by his discussion today, naming different places and different links that he knows needs to happen within the county.
We know that there have been some, shall we say, tensions between the council and government in terms of development plans, both Letterkenny and countywide, where the council's and the members' own views are at variance with some of Minister Ryan's own department's directives. Was there a discussion on those planning issues, particularly, say, in terms of wind farms and in terms of zoning?
Yeah, wind farms were mentioned. He was looking at... And first, one farm's concerned, he was saying about the challenges, but as well as the positives that we have in the northwest region, where we're developing power into the future with offshore, that there's massive opportunities for business to set up in the northwest. And he felt that looking into the next 10 to 20 years, that Donegal, with the proper structures in place, could be in a very good place there. There was a lot of discussion over the M56, where there's been a lot of issues where councillors are always bringing up about people getting planning onto access onto the M56. So that was discussed as well. I suppose that needs to be changed at a national level. It needs to be changed at government level. That was put to him. We have asked to have a separate delegation to him and his department on that at a later date. So he has agreed to go with that as well, and the CEO of the council is forwarding a letter to his offices on that. So that will be a discussion into the future as well. So there was debate on that, all right, as well.
Do you believe that the council and the minister are closer now, that there's perhaps more chance of agreement between the two following these discussions? Are you both closer to being on the same page?
Oh, yeah, there's There'll be a lot of challenges now. There's no point in saying that everything is going to go straight forward, because it's not really. I mean, I suppose as councillors, we always think we become parochial, and we feel this thing that we should be doing different up here. And in fairness to him, he did understand that Donegal was left behind, and because of the fact that 93% of the Donegal borders Northern Ireland, that access to and from Donegal, it's not as good as other counties have. But he highlighted the fact that he wants to work with on the rail strategy as well. That will be one of his areas in the rail strategy, that connectivity from Dungannon on through into Strabane, into Letterkenny. He said that he would hope that would keep continuing that work on that. And the road networks as well, the importance of them, that we do need, and a better bus service than we have.